This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pakistani police rounded up hundreds of government workers today, enforcing a temporary ban on all protests. The ban is an attempt to head off a massive protest planned for next Monday. That's when thousands of lawyers and government workers are expected to converge on the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. The workers are demanding the reinstatement of the country's chief justice, who was ousted by the country's former president, Pervez Musharraf. But many are also demanding the ouster of Musharraf's successor, Asif Ali Zardari, in office only 6 months now. They argue that he, like Musharraf, has used heavy-handed tactics to suppress dissent. One of Zardari's most vocal critics, Imran Khan, has gone into hiding to avoid arrest, but he says he, too, plans to be in Islamabad for Monday's protest, and he joins us now. Imran Khan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
Your home was raided and you managed to escape and you've gone into hiding. Why go into hiding? Why not stand up to this?
Well, only reason is that that's what the government wants. They want the main leaders who will be leading this long march to the capital on the 16th to be put under arrest so that the long march is headless. And so really we would be helping the government in stopping this public demand for reinstatement of the Constitutional Chief Justice of Pakistan.
You mentioned the public demand for the lawyers and for other dissenters to stand up to the government. Is this something that the public really is demanding? Because Zardari's government is saying that the lawyers aren't necessarily reflecting the wishes of the public.
When Asif Zardari says that the people don't want the Chief Justice, what he means is that he doesn't want him because of the massive corruption cases against him. He cannot afford an independent judge who cannot be controlled. But as far as the opinion polls go, whether it is Gallup or the IRI surveys, all of them have reflected that over 70% of people want the Chief Justice to be reinstated. We have to, this will decide where does Pakistan go. And this Chief Justice has to be reinstated for us to become a proper democratic system with rule of law.
If this is the defining moment for this country, as you say it is, how is it possible that these protests can proceed without some sort of violence? It seems like that's almost inevitable.
Well, the way the government is handling the situation, I think it might end up into violence. But we have all told our workers that we must avoid violence at every stage, because the change that is coming in this country, either it will be a soft revolution through an independent judiciary, which then stops the abuse of power by anyone coming into government, or I'm afraid it'll be through the gun.
Before we let you go, I just want to ask you one last question. Turning to this country, we have a new administration here in the U.S., and what role should that administration take in trying to resolve this conflict?
What we expect from the Obama administration is to stand by for what U.S. claims in its foreign policy, that they are promoting democracy. Unfortunately, Musharraf sold Bush administration the idea that if an independent judiciary came, he would not be able to fight this war on terror. What we want the Obama administration is simply to say that, look, the Chief Justice of Pakistan must be reinstated. That's all. And this would be in line with the policy of promoting democracy in the world. And they would win over the hearts and minds of people of Pakistan. What they should not do is stand by a man who has simply hijacked the party by claiming on a piece of paper that he's inherited the party from Benazir, and because he was the husband. And they shouldn't stand by him just because he keeps telling them that, look, I am the best man to fight your war on terror.
Imran Khan, thank you very much for speaking with us again. That was Imran Khan. He's the founder of the Movement for Justice Party. And we should note, we also put in a request for President Zardari, and we hope to have him on the program in coming days.